This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. There's a very interesting story floating around, and this really has nothing to do with Ferguson, that we're going to sort of share with you, in a manner of speaking, some good things for the holidays. We develop our thought pattern for the rest of the day and rest of the weekend. Some good news for all of you who are traveling today, tomorrow, this weekend, next month, for the holiday season. More people have decided they're going to be in their cars or going to be mobile. You will enjoy that the price of gasoline and other petroleum products continues to tumble. Oil fell off 2% yesterday, 4-year lows. The session with the OPEC leaders trying to keep Saudi Arabia from flooding the market with oil. Saudi Arabia says, sorry, we're going to do what we want to do. So the Wall Street Journal today is carrying a report that OPEC members are edging toward a compromise, though, that aims at adhering to previously agreed production limits. The Saudis, as you may know, have increased the amount of oil because the dollars coming in have gone down, because the value of oil has gone down, because the United States is producing more of its own oil for its own usage, and we're not buying as much from the Saudis, so they feel like they have to increase their oil production so they'll sell more. I mean, isn't it like a saturation thing? You can only use so much. So if you keep producing more, somebody's going to stick it in a hole in the ground and just leave it there. So anyway, but I thought the good news was that the price of oil...
We do that.
We do. We stick the oil in the ground.
We stick it in caves.
Yeah.
And reserves.
Yeah, right. That's exactly that's what I said. Stick it in the ground.
Right.
Stick it in your ear, Richie.
I have no idea how much oil are in those...
In the ground?
In the reserves.
Lots.
I would imagine tons.
In case we go to war against the Russians, because the Russians are upset. As a matter of fact, the latest upset in Russia apparently is related to what happened in Ferguson. There are all kinds of stories today. This is the aside story for those of you who are thinking, oh, look at all this horrible stuff happening in America. And those of us who are Americans are looking at it and are we're bruised, we're baffled, we're worn, we're concerned that our country isn't taking advantage of every opportunity to make things better for people. And then the Russians and the Chinese have decided they will editorialize on what's going on in Ferguson like they got any room. The Chinese are going to lecture us after Tiananmen Square? I don't think so. Russians are going to lecture us on what goes on in our country and how we can't seem to get it together? The Russians?
We were sitting around yesterday watching the coverage here at the network, and we started talking about, I wonder what the rest of the world thinks when they see these pictures. Because you know it gets blown out of mind. My wife's relatives from South America, they always call when there's a tornado or an earthquake, and they're like,
hey,
are you
what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. Because just the fantastic images that get shown around the world.
Yeah.
So you think it's getting blown out of proportion here?
Yeah.
What do you think they're thinking over in China?
Right. Way gone beyond. So the protests spread to other cities yesterday. Ferguson, New York, Seattle. There was some protesting here in Boston. Bridges shut down. The Brown family has slammed the prosecutor's handling of the case. So I saw that headline. I thought I'd dig around a little bit to see who this prosecutor was. Anybody commenting on the prosecutor, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show.
I haven't seen anything.
No comments. Okay. Because most people probably haven't looked into what this prosecutor is all about. And so there have been calls now after the fact that or people suggesting that the judge in this case had the power to appoint a special prosecutor because the regular prosecutor was tainted. It seems that the prosecutor, the county prosecutor, is biased. His father was killed by a black person. His brother, uncle, and cousins all work for the St. Louis Police Department. They, on the same step, took unusual steps of criticizing the governor's decision to put the highway patrol under the command of a black officer in charge of crowd control. The prosecutor was involved with a support group for the families of slain officers called Backstoppers. His involvement in the decision to release a video of the victim allegedly engaged in a robbery, this prosecutor was responsible for that decision. Also for a bunch of leaks, apparently. And so this prosecutor wasn't exactly a guy that was even-handed. And so that's really, that kind of coupled with what Kenny said before about why all this information wasn't released early on from the police department, so that maybe a lot of the huffing and puffing that's gone on wouldn't have gone on if there were at least a few more facts on the table, or at least statements that were on the table. So in Missouri, anyway, judges have the power to appoint a special prosecutor. This prosecutor has been criticized since the beginning. I didn't know anything about him until I looked this stuff up. But he's no charmer, apparently. So you know, all of these things get back around to how prejudiced a lot of people are. And maybe he has, after I went through this, people will say, well, his father was killed by a black person. Huh? So that means that's more. Okay, he's not going to like. Say again?
His father was a cop.
Yeah.
Responding right. to a call.
Yeah. Mm. So, thanks for the extra. That's the extra part of the other part of the story. So, anyway, it goes on and on and on. And it just, at the end of the day, don't we all wish we can grow from this and learn from it? Please, can't we learn from this? Please.
People, can't we all just get along?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's that simple.
I used that the other day on the farm because there was a little huffing and puffing going on about certain things that needed to be done, and we can't do this, we can't do that, and they were sort of poking holes at each other, and then I said, please, can't we all just get along?
Please.
Please.
People.
Megan Smith-Harris is the president of a company that does documentaries and television films and that sort of thing. She has produced a film called Boy Blue. And we're going to talk with her about why this is an important film for all of us to know about in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets?
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warm stories are important for us to hear. Megan Smith Harris is president and co-owner of Pie Wacket Productions. She has an interesting career.
I love the name of that company.
Don't you like that?
That's awesome.
All right, so Megan, how did that come about, the name?
The name, well, Pie Wacket is actually a black cat in a famous movie called Bell, Book, and Candle that starred Jimmy Stewart, and Kim Novak. I was going to say Jimmy Novak, long person. I had a cat named Pie Wacket. So that's the short version.
That's great. Love
it. All right, and so what have you done? Tell us a little about your career. You have a lot of, you have width and breadth in terms of television and film, that sort of stuff. But what,
right.
What, where'd you
start?
Well,
my background actually was in comedy. I was a comedy writer and performer up in Canada. And then I moved into filmmaking. I went back to film school in my early 30s and decided I wanted to make a difference. And I have been committed to making documentaries that challenge preconceived notions about things we think we know about. You know, we just don't really think about them. You know, we kind of go, oh, well, burn survivors. I don't want to think about that poor person. And I made a film about burn survivors.
Trial by Fire?
Yes, Trial by Fire, Lives Reforged. It's actually playing on PBS around the country right now, so people can check their local listings. But it really was to engender empathy, understanding, and respect for burn survivors so people could understand what they went through. And now I'm tackling autism.
All right, so let's talk about this story, the bond between this boy and his dog. Why is this special, this story that you tell?
Well, the dog's name is Blue, and he is a specially trained autism assistance dog from Connecticut. Liam lives in Nashville, and the film, simply put, is really about how a dog makes a difference in the life of this particular child. But on a larger level, it's how service dogs, assistance dogs, can make a difference in the lives of families who have children with autism. And in an even larger way, dogs can make a difference in our own lives.
They sure can. I'm the biggest, one of the most important things in my life is my English bulldog, who's now 14 years old and blind and deaf, but she is still a force of nature for herself.
So you can see yourself as a service human.
Well, I think, yeah.
I look at videos of bulldogs all the time. I find them poignant.
So how do they train a dog to help a kid with autism?
Let me underscore. Liam Peterson is the boy, and he has autism, and he's been paired with this dog, Blue, and that really is the story that you tell.
Yes, and Liam Peterson, incidentally, for your listeners, is a little piece of trivia, is also the son of Tom Peterson of Cheap Trick fame. So he's the bass player for Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So there's a little bit of rock and roll thrown in there as well, and they are using music as their message, but that's a different story. How can dogs help? Well, in this case, they are trained specifically to help each child's individual needs. Every child with autism is different. There's a saying, if you've met one child with autism, you've met one child with autism. And so they may not do a whole variety of tricks that, you know, we see in those videos, doing laundry and opening doors and things like that. They are really trained to help the specific child. In Liam's case, he is what they call a little Houdini. He can escape. He learns how to get out of the house. And so they've been training Blue to find Liam so he can actually track him if Liam gets outside. Liam also has seizure disorders, and they're hoping by pairing the dog with the child when the dog is quite young that he will be so in tune with Liam's moods that he will alert the family. Also, service dogs who are trained like this can really quell a child's anxiety.
Yeah.
So when they're in a toxic situation that's normal for the rest of us but kind of toxic for them, for instance, a shopping mall or a grocery store, and they can't take it, they will have a meltdown. And we've all seen that, right? Mm-hmm. And we've seen it with our own kids.
Yeah. Rob, this needs some attention. Boy Blue, the story, check it out at boybluefilm.org. Megan Smith Harris here.
The The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day. This artist had only one hit.
It's amazing she had the one.
So it's called Two of Hearts. We do better with this today than we did with our song yesterday. I was shocked at what happened yesterday.
I'm not sure.
I think somebody's get surprised. If Jennifer were here, she'd be all over this. Although, let's see, this is almost 20 years ago. This song topped the pop music charts during this week in 1986. Two of Hearts.
30 years ago.
What did I say, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Right, so she would have been, Jennifer would have been, what, six or something?
And then she would have been like 12.
12? Nah, she's not that old. She's 37. 38? How old is she? 38?
Yeah, she would have been 8.
She'd have been 8. All right. Anyway, crank it up, Richie. Let me tell you a little bit about this singer, songwriter, dancer, and actress. Two of Hearts is the song. You know who it is. You call us at 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a whole bunch of One Hit Wonder songs on them. This lady was born in Fullerton, California, which is in Orange County, Irvine area, not a little north of there. Asked for dance lessons when she was 3 years old. She ended up studying classical ballet at the age of 4. Became the youngest member of the Dance Theater of Orange County. Graduated from Anaheim High School. Joined the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Ah, that's cool.
As a showgirl, which included being an elephant rider. Her first professional work as a singer was for a radio spot for the Go-Go's. The success of this song, Two of Hearts, led to many guest appearances on national TV programs, variety shows, game shows. She was on the Gong Show, and she had a stint on the Hollywood Squares. So, Two of Hearts has been on the only pop song. She's done a lot of other things and been successful at it, but she hasn't managed to duplicate the music. So, who is this woman? 888-302-3684. I want to see somebody riding an elephant. I wrote an elephant once. Where the heck was I when I rode the
elephant? I dated an elephant for a while.
Did you? Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. All right, let's
she
find
said
out.
The same thing.
What? Congratulations?
No, that she was dating an elephant.
Oh, really? Peggy is in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Peggy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Same to you.
Do you have to do any traveling before you enjoy your family and friends on Thanksgiving?
No, sir. We're just going to stay home.
Staying home. How big is your family?
Just two.
You and
my husband.
And your husband. So you're staying home.
Yes, sir.
And so maybe that's the best thing. Would you like to be going somewhere? Would you like, is there somebody that you wish you could visit but you can't?
No, I think I'd rather stay home.
You know what? Can I come to your house? Because my brother's house is going to be a big old fat mess. That sounds nice and quiet.
Very sweet. All right. Let's see here. Peggy, what's the name of this lady?
Stacy Q.
All right, so what was going on in your mind as you quickly recognized that you knew the song and you knew her name? What does the song mean to you? The era, what does it mean to you?
This is an old song.
Yeah, it is.
Does it take you to a specific place?
No, sir.
No.
Just remember it, huh?
See, these are dance club songs for me. I remember them being in the dance clubs in Georgetown.
Are you a dancer, Peggy? Did you do a lot of dancing when you were younger?
Back in the 80s, I did.
Yeah, see?
Were you good?
I think so.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, we'll give you credit for that. We'll send you one of these CDs with a lot of one-hit wonder songs on them. This is Stacy Q and Two of Hearts. Happy Thanksgiving again, Peggy, and everybody who called. Thank you very much. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet has suddenly manifested an appetite disorder, see your veterinarian, who should conduct a thorough examination to make sure the pet is not suffering from any illness. If your pet receives a clean bill of health, begin therapy for his problem at once. This may mean, of course, an adjustment in your entire approach toward eating and feeding. Ask your vet about vitamins for the young, old, thin, or weak pet. Many veterinarians believe it's a good idea. Always remember that food is a matter of survival for an animal, and tampering in any way with this basic need can cause severe psychological and physical disorders. If you love your pet, you want him to be as healthy as possible, playful and content, and interested in life. And his emotional and physical well-being are directly related to what and how he is fed. As long as the whole family's attitude about food and mealtimes remains as enjoyable and trouble-free as possible, you should have a happy pet who eats to live and doesn't live to eat. If you have any questions about feeding your pet or how much, check with your veterinarian. We don't want our pets to get obese. We just want them to be healthy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You want in?
Shark Tank, 8 and 9 Eastern and Pacific, tonight on CNBC.
You can have some light umbrella drinks.
I know.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good day.
Bringing and twanging on a good day program with my pal Richie McFadden. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family.
Well, I'm sure to have one because I'll be here with you to start my day.
There you go.
What can go wrong?
Yeah, nothing. Just let's not duplicate today.
Yeah, today's fine.
No, it's fine. It's perfect. Ken Kessler, happy Thanksgiving to you and your lovely wife and your family and to all who are listening. The best, the things that distract me. Today, we'd like to spend a lot of time talking about Thanksgiving, and maybe we get pushed in that direction. We spent a lot of time talking about the situation in Ferguson and why it is as it is. Here's something that will get you completely distracted from anything else for a moment or two. Do you remember the piano in Casablanca?
Sure.
The piano
play it again,
that,
Sam.
That prompted the line, "Play it again, Sam." It was sold at an auction this week for $2.9 million.
Wow.
$2.9 million. I mean, it was a major player, actually, in the film. In Rick's Cafe, the hiding place for Humphrey Bogart's letters of transit, according to the auction listing, the lid of the piano was actually altered so that Bogart could easily stash the papers inside.
Remember this.
There's the piano.
A kiss, just a kiss. A
painted with Moroccan designs. What a great piece of film history, huh?
The fundamental things apply as time goes
one of the
by.
Neatest things about this, Dooley Wilson is the fellow who's singing the song. He could not play the piano. So the shot is of him sitting at the piano, but not playing it because he couldn't play the piano. So, I mean, you watch the hands, you can see his arms moving, but you don't see him playing the piano because he wasn't playing it. A real pianist was performing off screen at the time. But
of course.
$2.9 million for that thing. God love him. But what a wonderful thing, what a great thing, actually, to be focused on for a moment or two, right?
He is looking at you, kid.
All right. Neat stuff. We have our television report coming up, and yes, more on Bill Cosby. That'll be in a few minutes. Richie is here, and Kenny's here. Jennifer's off this week. Our focus on Thanksgiving. On Monday, I said that you will all be surprised when you wake up Monday a week, which is the next Monday, and find right. that the White House and the administration quietly released plans for over 3,400 regulations. One of them is a new regulation which requires states to move toward outcomes rather than inputs when it comes to education. New teacher employment is going to be supervised by those people who take money from the federal government, which is pretty much every educational system in the country, right?
It happens that way already.
Does anybody know any community that doesn't take federal funding? I don't think there is one.
No.
So now, people who are worried about all kinds of things in the educational system that are not meeting the needs of the individuals, because everybody is working on, you know, teaching to tests, and the tests are uniform so that everybody in the country is supposed to know the same stuff, when in fact everybody in the country doesn't need to know the same stuff, and in fact everybody in the country isn't capable of knowing all of the same stuff. But yet we have these continuing, and now more frequent than ever, incursions into what we ought to be able to decide on our own from the federal government. The latest is new teacher employment dictates from the federal government for effective preparation, student learning outcomes, all of that stuff. The Department of Education has a new system for evaluating teachers, and they, if you're taking their money, will tell you this is how we want the teachers to be prepared. The Secretary of Education says strong teacher preparation provides high quality training and better learning. I don't dispute that statement, but I think that the local communities know more about what their local yeah. needs are.
It's cookie-cutter, template-style
exactly.
education, it's and it makes everybody
the same.
Well, and the real problem here is that you don't teach up to your kids' capabilities.
No.
You teach to a flat line so that all kids are capable of passing the test and learning the same things. Mm. So you end up bringing the brighter kids down.
Well, there is not, it makes no sense, and no other country that's progressive or has well-educated population does what we're doing here. We have dumbed down this country to a fare-thee-well. Just
but
dumbed it down.
The federal government wants to be involved in it. And
why do we let the federal government be involved?
You know,
aren't we supposed to be we the people? Isn't it for the people, by the people?
Power of the states. The power of the states. Whatever happened to it.
Yeah? But well, that's it. Plus home rule.
Take this back to Ferguson.
Yeah? Thank you. I was going there. Go ahead. You go first. That's exactly where I was going to go.
Eric Holder and the and his old regime before he leaves town will have their say in Ferguson, and the federal government will investigate this
mm-hmm.
and that police department, and they will go in and make changes to that police department in Ferguson.
Well,
if I were the governor, I would say, you keep your nose out of my state.
Mm-hmm.
We run our own jurisdictions, and it's none of your business. If we have problems, we will handle it internally. For you to have the White House going to a local community
mm-hmm.
to tell them how to run their police department
yep.
is outrageous.
Well, what it does is just add fuel to the fire about the focus on blacks, because Holder's black and Obama's black, so it means
favoritism. And what's that done for him so far?
And it hasn't done anything for him, but the pendulum
right.
is swinging because there's been a lot of mistreatment and irregularity.
It's
stuff.
Getting worse.
So, well, it is, because they're not fixing it. They're
what
not
did race relations
on the
look
real
like
problem.
7 years ago? I mean, that was the one great hope.
Race relations.
Here is that race relations would advance.
Right. Yeah. They haven't. Race relations were
so
pretty
terrible.
Good when Bill Clinton was president.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been as good. There are a lot of things that haven't been as good since Bill Clinton was president. As much as we
well,
go back.
In your eyes, in my eyes, it was good when Clinton was president.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe other people see it a different way. That could be.
That's right.
But in this circumstance, I don't think anything good comes of the federal government messing around more in education, because they failed miserably during the Bush years. It was One Child Left Behind. Before that, it was some other stupid program that all it does is lead to this mediocrity, which has brought us down and to the point of us being, it's so easy for us to now become, I put the word victim in sort of quotation marks, but to succumb to what goes on with these smart devices. We are teaching people to think for themselves in school, and then we add to it by having everybody buy one of these things, and parents buying these things for kids when they're 3-4 years old, and they don't learn how to think. Their neurons are not connecting in their brain so that they actually figure things out. They're dependent on pushing buttons. That's what they learn how to do. They push buttons. That doesn't teach you how to think. So, you know, we all bemoan the fact that society seems to get dumb. What's that movie that's out now, Dumb and Dumber?
Dumber.
And there's another one that's coming out. Supposed to be even dumber than that one. What's the new movie coming out this weekend? It's dumber than Dumb and Dumber.
I don't think there's anything.
Horrible Bosses 2. I think that came out last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, did it? Okay.
Getting terrible reviews.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to see it.
It's supposed to be dumber than Dumb and Dumber. So, and we applaud it. We sort of extol the value and virtue of this. We reward dumbness. And we do it because we want their vote, apparently. We don't urge people to get out and be their best. We give them a mediocre education at best. And in many circumstances where there isn't individual attention, I mean, some of it is there's too much special education and not enough sort of wholesale focus on. I remember when I was teaching school, we had 5 different division criteria. And we had 3 divisions in each of those. And the kids who were excellent had their 3 divisions, and the kids that weren't, that were average, had their 3 divisions. The kids who were behind had their 3 divisions, so that we could focus on what the needs were of these children to try to bring them up. And you don't do that by throwing everybody into the same pot and watch those who are smart get frustrated and leave school. A lot of the kids that leave school, I know my daughter, who's involved in education in Los Angeles and tutors a lot of high school kids who have either dropped out of school and then they decide they want to go to college. So there's this whole, she has a company with a couple of other teachers that deals with kids that want to, once they've dropped out of school, first they work with them to try to keep them to stay. They stay in school. Or they try to convince them to stay in school. And if they don't, then they work with them. Their parents pay to have tutors so that they have a chance of getting into college. They take the you know, the exams and all the other things. But it's why do we have to resort to this sort of thing if we're really paying attention? We're spending trillions of dollars.
My brother
on education.
I've mentioned him a few times already today, but my brother's a cop.
You're star billing today, recently.
Right? I know. Cop in the worst neighborhood in D.C. And one of the schools, he patrols the schools in that neighborhood.
Mm.
And one of them is a high school, and it's an absolutely horrendous place. It might as well be prison run by the city.
Yeah.
And another one is a charter school. And he said, if he had the choice, he would have pulled his kids out of their high schools and put them in this charter school.
Yeah, charter school.
And,
good.
And the worst part of Washington, D.C., he said it's an amazing school, and the kids want to try hard.
Yeah.
The kids have an attitude and a desire to succeed.
That's what we got to foster, man. That's what we got to foster. All right, let's talk about gifts for the holiday season for a moment. Hold on a second. I do want to spend a moment. I do want to talk to you for a sec. Hi, Hugh. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, I'm going to dumb it down a little more. So the perfect worthless trivia for the day.
Oh, cool.
Back to Casablanca. He never said, play it again, Sam. He said, play it, Sam, for old time's sake.
You are correct. He did not ever say, you're right. I was wrong. Play it, Sam.
I'm just
no, you were right. I'm glad you called. Yeah, right.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
As a matter of fact, I thought that as I said it, and then I said, nah, nobody will catch that.
Oh, well. That's what I'm around for.
Good going, you.
Take care.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, meanwhile, where was I? Christmas. Moving quickly from Thanksgiving to Christmas. What would be a better gift than to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes? No surgery. A product called GenuCell that's a serum. You will see results the first day. Remarkable results. That's what all of the... I have stacks of email from people who send me things because they hear me talking about this in a personal manner, so they think I'm personally invested, and I am, actually, in telling you these stories. I use this stuff myself, and so do the other people that are around me. The fact is, you will see almost immediate effects, certainly in 12 hours, or you'll get your money back. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes. This is a serum that sucks the water. That's what it is. It's water that's gotten into these areas. And so you want to get it out, and that's what happens. You'll get rid of the lines. You'll get rid of the puffiness. Get rid of the bags with GenuCell. Call 800-543-9262. Think about getting it for yourself and for other people you care about who may have the same blemish, if you will. 800-543-9262. For a limited time, as you call 800-543-9262 and mention my name, you'll get twice the supply. It's kind of like one of the pitches. But wait, there's more. If you call today and pay for one, you'll get two. Double the supply of GenuCell. 800-543-9262. You can use it all over your face, actually. It's very cool stuff. GenuCell, get rid of the lines and the wrinkles right now while you're thinking about it. Call for combat, 800-543-9262.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with the absolute hottest price meltdown. In-store only, limited quantity, limited time. Like the Xbox One, just $329.99. Half-carat diamond earrings, $179.99. And many more. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. Quantities limited. No rain check. Valid until 1 p.m. Friday. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, time for update on what's going on television. I guess the big story when it comes to TV is the fate of Bill Cosby. I find it interesting, Kenny, that a lot of members of the press who covered Bill Cosby over the years are now issuing mea culpas, saying they failed to follow up on the many accusations leveled at him over the years. His official biographer, Mark Whitaker, says he was wrong in not addressing the numerous allegations of sexual assault that have been leveled against Mr. Cosby.
Wow.
His admission comes on the heels of a Times columnist named David Carr taking to task a number of writers, himself included, for turning a blind eye.
So let me get this straight. We have, what, 16 women now?
I think they're...
I think it's 17.
17, yeah. And his personal assistant,
yeah,
when he was at NBC.
Right.
Yeah. And his biographer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toast.
Okay, so that's Elisa Bonet, who was on The Cosby Show, says social media posts about Cosby made by her were from a fake account, Kenny. Apparently she didn't say. The
right.
Weekend Twitter's addressing the rape allegations. Her manager told People magazine, Lisa has no social media of any kind. Any posts made in her name were made by impersonators. That doesn't take away what she just doesn't want to be involved. Should we assume that from this? She didn't. I blame her. I wouldn't want to be involved in it either. Frankly.
Yeah, that's what I get out of it. She didn't know. She's a
no
big
comment.
No comment.
Right. All right. Speaking of things you want to get away from, HBO is readying a documentary that's going to take a penetrating look at the Church of Scientology.
Uh-oh.
The documentary is called Going Clear, based on the book of the same name. It's expected to air early next year. The book featured harsh revelations. We talked about this. It's a very controversial, putting in quotes, religion.
So what is HBO going to do when John Travolta and Tom Cruise and all the rest of them come up here and say, take all my movies off of your channel?
Well, they probably are not going to care. Maybe, listen. Well, which is more hurtful? They have 160 lawyers who are looking at the film because the Church of Scientology is pretty well known for suing whoever gets in their way.
Right.
So they have, HBO's got 160 lawyers.
Yeah, they're not afraid to go after you.
No, not at all, under any circumstances. Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman are going to star in a new miniseries from David E. Kelley. series will be based in New York. Be penned by David Kelly as a comedic story. They're going to, I don't really get the story is about a mini seller.
She's cute. It'll do well with
Big
David Kelly.
Big Little Lies is the book. So this is based on that. 51 after the hour.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, the familiar theme from The Pet Show, which stars Warren Eckstein. He is one of the most cogent observers of animals, helping to train and to have us love our animals and appreciate them even more. So we're going to talk about a number of things as time allows here, including make sure you don't feed your... This is so silly, but yet it applies. Don't feed your dog any scraps if they contain turkey bones. We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer work days. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
All right, first let's start with this autism documentary that's airing called Boy Blue, which is about a boy that has autism and his dog, Blue. The kid's name is Liam Peterson, put together by a lady who produces a lot of documentaries, and you get more information by going to boybluefilm.org. What is the special need? We know that the human special need is to deal with the autism. What's the special need in the dog that we find and can train so that they can do this work?
Warren? You know, it's interesting, Doug. Over the years, I've had the opportunity of working with dogs with autism and other types of mental disorders. And the bottom line is very often the children are not able to or not wanting to or not comfortable responding to other people. So very often having a dog or a cat involved with them, they feel comfortable and it gives them the opportunity, the therapist the opportunity to use the dog as a catalyst to establish a relationship with the child. It's amazing in terms of what's going on. And recently I'm working with a little black lab that I took from a shelter with a child with autism in Los Angeles, and it's amazing in a short period of time just to watch this child start coming out of its shell and being more active and more outgoing based on the fact that people are reacting to his dog.
All right, cool. Thanksgiving and food. What do you give to your dog and what do you not give to your dog?
Okay, well, first of all, you don't give turkey to your dog. That's number one. Maybe a little bit at the end of the day, but make sure there's no bones in it. One of the big problems with Thanksgiving, though, Doug, is the concept that a lot of people bring different items to the house. You have no idea what your neighbors, friends, or family put in their ingredients. There might be onions in there. There might be grapes in there. There might be raisins in there. So you want to be really careful. What I recommend doing at Thanksgiving, I always have a little bowl set aside with my dog's own treats. And if people want to give my dog a treat, they're going to give the dog something really healthy.
All right. So let's keep talking about food and dogs. You have written about the pet problem of choking of a dog. I've had that with Charlotte, but she usually chokes it up herself because she eats so fast and just kind of, and it's in there. So if a pet chokes, is there a Heimlich maneuver for dogs and cats? I don't
know. There is, but let me just correct Charlotte for a second. The bottom line is if you have a dog that eats that rapidly, you should be feeding the dog out of different bowls, the same amount of food out of two bowls separated in different parts of the room or different parts of the house, so they have to take a breath between bites. That's number one.
How would I do that if she's blind? I would have to lead her back and forth.
Well, what you can do is you could just move a bowl maybe a few feet away and know it's there.
Put it outside in the driveway, Doug.
Nudge. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying. But what was the question again?
I was talking about Charlotte eating. Oh. Well, no, I was actually looking more to help with those who might have a pet that's choking. What do we do?
Okay, the Heimlich maneuver is really important. If you have a small dog, what you want to do is lay it on a hard surface on its side, put your hands just behind its last rib. If there's a second person there, have them open the dog's mouth to retrieve any foreign object and just start pressuring a little bit at a time. And even though the dog starts breathing again, get right to a vet. Now, if you have a bigger dog, like a shepherd or a Doberman, you straddle the dog. Again, go to that last rib, lift up and forward, lift up and forward. It's amazing. I did a segment many years ago on the Today Show, and within a week, I got 14 different letters saying, you know, we didn't know that. Our dogs were choking, and the Heimlich maneuver saved their life.
Yeah, good. All right, that's good to know. Now, what about dogs? Back to Charlotte for a second. Man, she's spraying water all over the place as she drinks. It's just goes everywhere.
Well, we're going to talk about some future, but the difference is cats don't penetrate the water when they drink. Dogs do. Let me just leave you with that as a tease, and we'll talk about that next week.
What are you talking about?
Cats don't penetrate the water.
Cats are better than dogs?
I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying they're neater. They're neater.
Right. 59 after the hour. Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Check out.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.